Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I have Rachel King, who is a life coach. She's an inspirational speaker, life coach, and motivator, and one of my clients, and I love her to death. She and I were talking about how do we deal with being in the limelight, with dealing with negative people and haters sometimes, and how do you deal with that? Let's do top five tips for how to get negativity and negative people and haters to not erode your confidence.
You know, I get asked this question a lot. How do you go on without having any hate affect you or negative comments affect you or negativity affect you? And what I always say is, you're asking the wrong question. You can't go about and think of a way to not have negativity affect you if, on the other hand, all the positive comments and all the positive attention is totally affecting you. So for example, if you're totally dependent on people's positive comments, like if I walk into a room and someone says to me, "You are the most beautiful woman I have ever seen," and that just determines how I feel about myself, then I don't really have a solid foundation, because I could walk into that same room and someone could say to me, "You are the ugliest woman I have ever seen." And then that's going to totally determine how I feel about myself. So when people ask me, how do I not let negativity and hate affect me? I say, you have to know what you are, so that regardless of what anyone says to you or about you, it doesn't affect you. So what do I mean by that? Whatever someone says to me is actually a reflection on them. When people give me compliments, that's how I take it, because I know what I am. Then in those situations where I get negative comments or hate, it doesn't affect me. Why? Because I know what I am. I tell people this, you can't go about your life just focusing on how do I keep negative comments from affecting me. No, you have to know what you are. If you know what you are, you're not at the mercy of any comments, right? You know, every comment is a reflection of the person giving it to you. That's what I focus on, knowing what you are.
That's so important to take a look at yourself. Tips for confidence from my point of view, developing life skills outside of what you look like. Beauty fades and aging happens to all of us. And so often, as women especially, we're evaluated, critiqued, and appreciated based on our aesthetic. And we're told that from the time we're very young. So I want all my women listening, and the guys too, to invest in yourself in a way that you create value in yourself that you internally recognize logically as something powerful that's never going to go away, whether it's your education, your artistic skills, things that you've taught yourself. Go to school, read books, learn, have skills, because those are things that you have a solid value that cannot change and only grow and build as you age, develop them, and learn more. I love your quote about learning about yourself, know who you are. That's the hardest thing ever to do, right?
Exactly. And that's my favorite thing to talk about prior to COVID when I was going around speaking. It's very important, I always say, for women to be able to maintain the lifestyle that you want on your own, however that is, because the last thing you want is to be in a situation where you have to stay because of other situations. You want the women to be there because they want to be, not because they need to be. I'm always asked if I'm a model, if I was a model. I was an investment banker. And my mother's a physician, so education was really pounded into me, the value of education. So that's something that I think is so important.
So important to be educated. Without that, you have nothing, really. And with it, you have everything. You can go anywhere in the world, be whatever you want to be, develop your brain skills. That's so critical to be a thinker. Like, that's, I think we have to work on society being a little less superficial. We've really lost touch with this important asset and value of, like, don't be materialistic, do things to make the planet a better place, and like, try to develop who you are, make yourself better.
And on that note, I will give you a third tip that I always share with people. Never compare your insides with people's outsides, especially with the social media today. I tell people, assume everything you see on Instagram is fake. Nothing is real. Everything is filtered. So what we have happening a lot of times, and I mentor a lot of young women, and I'm constantly telling them, the way you feel shouldn't be compared to what you see on someone's Instagram. That's filtered and made to look picture perfect. So I always try to say, don't compare your insides to people's outsides, because the outsides today on social media can really be manipulated and filtered, and you just don't know what reality is like anymore.
It's so true. On that note, you guys have a wonderful Friday, and don't forget to stay confident, avoid hate in your life, avoid negativity, look for the internal good in every person you encounter. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find my lovely friend, Rachel King, on her Instagram. What's your Instagram, Rachel?
It's at Lady Rachel King.
At Lady Rachel King. And you can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. That's it. Stay beautiful and positive.